Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications. And this week, joining us for our episode is a freshman on the Jaguar women's golf team, Siddhi Shari. Siddhi, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here with you.
One of the reasons why I asked for you to come in and visit with us this week is that you are finishing your first semester in college after coming to here from Malaysia. What's the experience been like for you these last few months?
Well, I think I'm having a great time. In my life, I never experienced playing golf and studying in one program. So it's kind of like a new experience to me, but at the same time, I was enjoying meeting good friends. I was quite shocked that I was playing good golf here. It was incredible. And I broke my own record and I got third place in home tournament. So I was quite surprised and proud. I wasn't expecting that.
Before the fall semester started in August, had you ever been to the United States?
No, this is like my first time here. I was pretty scared because I have no relative, family right here in the United States. So I was quite alone. I always call my dad and my family back in Malaysia.
Now that you've had a few months to sort of go through everything here with classes and playing golf and everything you do outside of the program, for you, what's been the hardest thing to adjust to life in the United States?
Well, I would say the food, people, because in Malaysia, the food is really different because Asian food and American is so different. So I have to adapt with that. And I think the most hard part is when you go travel and they have homework for every week and you have to finish all the homework before you're traveling. So it was kind of hard to adjust, and you really have to be disciplined and dedicate, motivate yourself to finish the homework. So it's quite hard.
Is there anything that you find that's similar between here in Mobile and back in Malaysia, or is it just completely different across the board?
I would say the same thing is the weather. It's pretty similar, hot, humid, raining, and the golf course is kind of the same. And the different part is obviously the people here. People are just so friendly. And back in Malaysia, if you say hi, they will say, "Who are you?" It's just so weird, you know? But I'm trying to adapt myself to new experience and new culture. So it's a great thing.
All right. So officially, your hometown is Subangjaya, Malaysia. For you to get to Mobile in August for the start of the semester, what was that? How long did it take? How many flights? How difficult was travel to get from Asia to here?
Well, actually, we took 26 hours flight. And then from Malaysia to Japan, we have a transit from Malaysia to Japan is 6 hours flight. And from Japan to Chicago was 17 hours. Yup, it was hard. And whenever I reached to Chicago, we have this long queue for the immigration stuff. So, and we stuck there for 1 hour because people were just there's a lot of people. And we kind of missed our flight to Mobile. And so like we have to stay overnight in Chicago at the airport because the hotel is fully booked. And so the flight was like at 7 p.m. night. So we have the chance to go to Chicago City. So it was pretty good. But yeah, staying in the hotel is not that nice. And the hotel doesn't have Wi-Fi. Oh my God. Yeah.
So you said that the weather and the golf courses are very similar between here and back home. Is there anything else, or is the rest of how you're kind of living right now different than what you were used to growing up?
Not really different, because one time in 2015, I went to a scholarship. I got a scholarship from Hills Academy in Australia. So I have to stay there for like 2 months. So I kind of like know how to like adjust myself. So it wasn't that bad at all. I just feel lonely because I have no friends yet. Yeah.
You know, I was looking at some stuff before we talked, and just to give our listeners an idea, Malaysia is about the size of New Mexico. It's not a big country.
It's not.
But 10%, there are over 30 million people there. It's about 10% of the United States population, but in that small an area. I mean, what's life like back in Subang Jaya, which I believe is maybe around Kuala Lumpur and the capital and all that? But what, you know, what was it like where you grew up?
Well, in Subang Jaya, it's very hectic. You have like jam traffic everywhere, and it's always crowded when you go everywhere because Subang Jaya is quite popular place, and people always go shop because there are like a few malls there. I would say between there here in Malaysia is more busy in here because here is quite quiet and probably like peace. So it's pretty different, and I really miss Malaysian food. Like, seriously, I want nasi lemak right now. Yeah.
Our guest this week on Inside JAG Nation is freshman women's golfer Siti Shari. We're talking about growing up in Malaysia. How did you get involved in playing golf? What kind of opportunities did you have, and is it a popular sport over there?
Golf is not a popular sport. The most popular sport is probably football, I mean soccer in Malaysia, and badminton. At first, my sister was playing like a junior league around Malaysia, and I always follow her around. And one day, my dad kind of brought me into like one golf course to see one of his friends play, and I don't know what happened, and I started to practice and like got into it. And after a few years of practicing really hard, when I was probably 9 years old, I got fifth, like between boys and girls into the same category. So since then, I was starting to like practice really hard just to get a lot of trophies and get recognition. So it was the best time when I was a kid, and I won several tournaments.
Well, how often were you playing? You know, you said you got in the tournaments around 9 years old, and from that point forward, how often did you play?
Well, I go to practice probably like 4 days a week or 5 days a week. It probably depends on my time. And I probably spending time like 3 to 4 hours a day, like practice short game. And then golf ball is probably like 1 hour class with my coach, depends on the days. And sometimes when I'm done with that, I go play 9 holes all by myself. So it's I work really hard to come to college golf. Yeah.
Now you mentioned that golf isn't necessarily popular back in Malaysia. Were there any other sports that you played while growing up, or did you just focus your concentration on the one sport?
Well, when I was in primary school, when I was like 9, probably 8 to 12, I was pretty active with school activities. So I was, I'm actually a runner in school. Yeah, I sprint for 100 meters. And sometimes I do 200 meters, 4 times 400, I don't know. But yeah, and then I play kind of netball. Netball is something like a basketball, but it's mostly common for girls. And whenever you got the ball, you cannot move. You just have to pass. But when I was secondary school, I don't really being active because I was really focusing on golf because I just want to get a spot here in United States for my college golf. So I just played golf. Probably I got run for a while, but not that much. Yeah.
With it not being necessarily a popular sport back home, kind of like, who do you have any role models in golf, or who were some people that helped you get better and develop in the game to be able to play at the collegiate level?
Well, I don't know, but I feel like Lydia Ko is one of the factors why I keep pushing myself, because at one time I feel like I just couldn't go anywhere because of my golf, which is so bad. But looking at her achievement, winning a lot of PGA's tournament at a very young age, it's inspired me to like keep moving forward. Like, I think I have a chance to like improve myself to everyone that I can do it. And I also want to prove my dad that I actually can get into the LPGA because he really wanted me to go to. And I really wish that I could like show him that I belong to playing LPGA one day.
When did you get the idea that you could come to the United States to go to college and play golf?
Well, okay. Back in 2013, I went to Scotland for European Championship, and I got a second place. And then when I came back, they organized the same tournament, but it's in Malaysia. And they have this press conference thing where you ask about what is your experience in Scotland and stuff, and what do you want to do after this. And I told them in front of the media, I said, I want to go play college golf because that's all I want to do. And I was deciding to play college golf when I was 14, and my dad was like, are you serious? Like, yeah, I'm serious. I want to do this. So when I'm 15 years old, I started to like apply myself, contact with another coach and stuff. And it was pretty good.
Now, when you got this in your mind, you're 13 and 14 and, okay, I want to play in college. Did you know that like a scholarship could go along with it, and that was the goal that you were chasing, or did you figure that out later once you started talking to coaches?
Yeah, at first I didn't think about scholarship. I just wanted to go there and prove myself that I can do it. And at first, a few years I couldn't play good golf, but I'm glad that Coach Matt got into me. He is like the best. He believed in me because he never seen me playing before, and I was surprised that he gave me the belief that so much that he could give me like 100% scholarship. It was pretty blessed. I couldn't thank him for this opportunity. I'm really grateful for that. I was just keep doing what I want to do. Yeah.
So you knew you wanted to go to college. Was it coaches saw your junior results and you started hearing from them, or did you start looking at schools and emailing coaches? How'd you about getting in touch with different programs in college?
Well, probably I have no money to come U.S. and the coaches couldn't see me play. So I just like emailed them and send my progress on the tournaments I play, and if they're interested and they want me, then that's good. So that's how it goes. I just send emails to them. And
there are any other schools that were really interested in having you go there as well that you care to share, or was it kind of South Alabama got on the radar early and kind of that was where your focus may have been?
Not really. Most of it is Division II, but I want to compete in Division I because I really want to go to regional and national championship because that is my dream, the real dream. And I think South Alabama is a great place of its place itself and the people. And I think South really see what I don't know how to say this, they really believe in me, and I'm glad that I came here because I got to meet pretty incredible people around me.
Was there anything that you were looking at from home in Malaysia that made you comfortable with South Alabama, the school in Mobile, or was it more about Division I golf and I'm just going to go over there with not a lot of information and see how it goes?
Probably see how it goes is the right word, because I just really want to compete in Division I, and I don't really care what is going to be, because I just want to be here and play and show off myself better. And I think Division I is what I've been looking for, and also to my dad, because I really want to play here. That's one of the things why I choose here.
The guest this week on Inside JAG Nation is Siddhi Shari from the women's golf team, a freshman. When you got here in August, what were your expectations? Not just about like the United States, but in golf. What did you think you were going to do when you got the tournaments and competition?
Well, I just want to get improved in what I am before. I just want to be improving my golf game, because that is one of the things why I came here to the United States, because I want to improve my golf in such mentally and physically, and also my long run of golf game, because I really feel that this is the right place to go. Well, we have a few programs in Malaysia, but it's not really organized, and I think being here in the United States is a great opportunity for me to get better in such individual itself. Yeah.
So as a true freshman, and you're in the lineup at your first collegiate tournament, what were the feelings on that when you stepped up to that first tee box and hit that first ball in a college tournament?
Oh, it's pretty nerve-wracking. Like, 1 week before that, I'm like, oh my god, next week is our first college tournament. It was pretty nervous. Actually, I didn't expect anything from the home tournament. I just want to play my best, do my best. And I really surprised I actually played really good. So it was a great experience on the first tee, yeah.
You played in 4 tournaments this fall. College golf is different. As a junior, you play individually, and that's all there is to it. And college has this team aspect that may have been new to you, probably was. How long into the semester did it take you to get comfortable playing collegiate golf?
Well, it's not that long, because I was surprised of how collegiate play was, how it goes, because the first thing that it was really took me is that everyone is a team, and coaches are like willing to help you when you like have a problem. He willing to be there. Not only Coach Luther, but also Danny, they both are really amazing. Like, they really help when you're down, where you don't feel like you at the highest point, but they feel like you are there, just keep moving. So I think not so long, because I think that is a positive side of it. They really support each other whenever time. It's just...
What have you found now that you're wrapping up the semester and you've been here for a few months? What have you enjoyed most about your first semester at South Alabama?
Well, I think probably is the most is golf. And I don't know if you heard about Friends of International is an organization in South. I think they are like the best. I get to meet people around the world, especially Mary and Jip. Shout out to you guys for being amazing people. And so they are just like my parents here. They are so grateful and such a blessing to me. I think golf and people are just amazing around here.
With finals wrapping up this week, you're going to get to make that 20-something hour journey home here shortly. How long are you going home for? And do you have any plans when you get there? Or are you just going to relax and sort of recharge yourself for the spring?
Well, just letting you know that I'm not going back. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to stay here for the whole Christmas break because I feel like this is the best time to discover United States. And next year, I'm probably going to Birmingham, one of my friend's house, staying there for like probably one week and a half. And after that, I'm going to stay here around Mobile until the schools open again. And I think that is a great opportunity for me, meeting new people and experience new things, new culture. I'm just going to stay here.
All right. Well, now, admittedly, you look like you're comfortable with the decision, so it doesn't sound like it's a bad thing. I'm sure you miss family, and you've said you've missed food, and so there are some things that'd be nice that you get to, but, I'm sure that'll come at the end of the spring semester. Our guest this week on Inside JAG Nation is freshman women's golfer City Shuri. Four tournaments, scoring average was under 75. You finished in the top 20 in all four tournaments. You had three top 10 finishes. It sounds like a real good start, especially your first semester at the collegiate level. So, what kind of goals have you set for yourself for the spring?
My goal is just to keep consistent, and I'm having like a current changing with my golf swing. And for now, I think I really have a good swing right now because I really like the changes, because I want to achieve that change when I come here, but I couldn't make it. But I'm glad that it works out here. And for spring semester, I just want to play my best, and hopefully I really, really, really want to go to a regional championship, because that is my goal before I came here.
Now, you've mentioned that a long-time dream of yours has been to make it to the LPGA Tour, and I'm sure a lot of people here are hoping and are willing to help you get there. Mm-hmm. But whenever the day comes that you're done playing golf competitively, have you thought about what you want to do professionally as a job? Or are you kind of exploring different classes and ideas at this point to get a feel for that?
Well, I'm not really sure yet. But I feel like leading to LPGA is really hard. You have to be a very competitive people, and you have to commit to yourself, and you need support from everybody and a sponsor and stuff, and that's really hard. But I feel like if that doesn't work, probably I'm gonna do something else, probably like coaching. I'm not sure, because I don't really like to coach golf because it's so complicated, like, to be honest. But I feel like I've been experiencing golf for so long, and I just want to share how it's my experience to people, to those young generation, because I just want them to feel like golf is also important than other sports, and it's also special. And probably if that I'm gonna do some business, but I'm not sure what business yet. Yeah.
Well, that in theory is what college is for, to kind of explore those routes. I know we're catching you probably in between finals. You probably have some studying to do, maybe a paper to write. Appreciate the time this week, but before we let you go, I'm going to ask you some questions, just the first answer that pops into your head. And I always start with, you know, outside of competition, practice, study hall, class, homework, not a lot of free time. When you do have free time, what's your favorite thing to do?
If I have a free time, I really like to go to the beach and probably hiking because I really love them.
What's your favorite sport outside of golf?
Oh, no. I don't really know. No, I don't know.
Sounds like you need to go with some of your teammates to some of these Jaguar games and maybe you'll find that. What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
I only been to football, and I'm not really a great fan of football, but I'm so excited for next baseball game because that's going to be my first time seeing a baseball game, so I was quite excited.
Outside of seeing a baseball game in the spring, is there any other athletic event in any sport that you want to see real bad?
Not really, no.
If you're going on a dream vacation, where are you going?
I probably want to go to somewhere that is near the beach. I just feel like beaches give me a relaxation and calmness a lot. And probably Bahamas or something where they have beach.
What's your favorite movie?
Help.
Favorite musical artist?
Adele.
And down the road, long after a successful career, when someone in Hollywood, a producer, decides that your story's amazing and wants to write the script and get a movie going, what actress is going to play the lead role of you?
Oh, my God. I didn't think about that. probably Zendaya. She's the bomb.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation has been Siddhi Shari from the women's golf team. I hope I've pronounced your name right. I feel bad if I don't. But we appreciate the time. Best of luck as you finish up finals. And look forward to seeing you back out there competing in the spring.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!